Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Our time's on 12 minutes past 10. You might have been listening before the news at 10 o'clock. We had Bruce on the line, the professional golf fisherman from Wildcard. Now, he talked about the bleak future facing so many professional fishers, talked about the bleak future facing so many consumers who rely on this steady supply, and we talked about various fish, but mainly about this the mackerel suppliers, which so many of our fish and chip shops and restaurants rely on so heavily. Talked about a potentially inferior product that will now have to be imported from overseas. It goes on and on. So by all means, if you want to comment on these developments, do. But I just noticed on my screen, I've just had a call in from Bruce Batch. Bruce is an N4 commercial fisherman, and he's on the line now. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Bleak days indeed for people like you. Tell me about your position on these developments.
Well, John, I'm sort of, I tried to stay out of this because it gets too emotional.
Yes.
As you're aware, I went through the whole net free debacle in the Cairns area there. Got advised that we were being shut down there. Took half the business away. Told to go and value add, so we put more effort into another fishery, which is that N4 fishery. That entitles me to fish with a little bit more apparatus than the average fisherman on a bigger outfit, a 60-foot boat, 1,400 metres, 1,200 metres a net. And the only last man standing from Townsville to the tip of Cape York, and it's one too many, apparently. We've just been advised 4 weeks ago, wake up one morning, fellas, we're going to shut down your fishery.
No.
So you talk about a bleak future. I don't think there is a future.
The thing that screams out from this is an appalling injustice, Bruce. Do you find it that way?
Look, John, I would think that if this happened in any other type of business, these people would be charged with bullying.
Mm.
I do notice right at this very moment they've got a group called Stay Afloat, just in case they upset fishermen to the stage where we're looking around for a short piece of rope and a high beam. And this Stay Afloat is a group of people that are supposed to straighten your head out. Like, how do you straighten someone's head out when you get told constantly that you get up every day and put a foot backwards, because it's been, for the last 10 years, it's been getting worse and it just never stops. It's an argument that we can't win. You know, it's probably a nice thought to have all these nets out of the water, but me personally, I probably produce the best part of 500,000 serves of seafood into the economy a year. You know, that's you work that out at $10 or $12 a serve, or even $10 a serve for a serve of fish. You put that out, you take that out of the economy. It's a big whack. It's not just what I do. It's what the fish shops do. It's, you know, and obviously it must be enough people there that want to eat that 500,000 serves. And that's from one operator.
The question that comes up again and again is, this is obviously based on the information they provide, these people at the department, etc. How reliable is the science that they're relying on to put this information out justifying these very, very harsh restrictions?
It's been proved by other scientists to be very dodgy. And I think that's sort of looking at it very lightly. To call it dodgy is, and you know, like to even say that they would look at it again would admit that they were wrong, and that's not going to happen. That they sprung this net free, no nets in the north, or no nets in the Great Barrier Reef region. They sprung that on us when they actually signed a treaty. We find out later on that our infamous bloody Prime Minister signed a treaty with UNESCO in June 2020. And that they come to us and say, oh, look, this is what's going to happen at the last minute. Mm. And this has been happening for 4 weeks now. That they've just issued a media release and gone away. Not one phone call to let us know where it's standing or what's happening. Or it's just like, okay, fellas, the Barramundi fishermen will at the end of October, will have to pull their gear out of the water, not knowing if they've got a future.
Mm.
And anyone else with a net, it's 31st of December that she's all over. Go home.
Well,
it's not a very good situation to be in, and it's you know, as I say, if it was any other industry, you'd certainly have a bullying accusation labelled to your chest, I'm sure.
Well, there's people constantly intimating that this whole business reeks of some political plot. Indeed, if that is the case, wouldn't there be another group of people, you know, intelligent people, capable people with all the facts that they have access to, wouldn't they be able to put up a strong argument? Wouldn't you be able to get media support for that argument? Why is it seemingly all one-sided?
Mate, I just don't think the public care enough. Like, you put a piece of that rubbish on a plate three times with the average public person and cover it with sauce. And after the third serve of whatever you want to call it, they're accustomed to it. The other prime factor you have here is you've got the recreational fishermen that probably think it's a pretty good idea until it starts to affect them.
Mm, yes,
and that we see that now with the mackerel, one per person, two per boat. Mm. You know, they're not real happy about that, but. You know, if it was just like, oh, we were going to put some restrictions onto the commercial mackerel fishery, there probably wouldn't be such a big public outcry over it. You know, we've got this thing called a fisheries reform that's supposed to be going ahead.
Yeah.
They may as well tear that up and throw it in the garbage bin. All these people that have been working on that, they should be on the dole queue. If we can be dictated to by an overseas group called UNESCO, which we did, we have to take the Great Barrier Reef, make it net-free. We're not in the Great Barrier Reef, for Christ's sake. You know, like, we're fishing those inshore lagoon areas, which is, you know, sometimes it's 20 miles from the reef.
Yes.
But because it's in the marine park, it's all classed as, you know, like, I'm the last man standing between here and the Tip of Cape Council and the Tip of Cape York, John. That's it, and it's one too many.
Mm. God, it seems so patently unjust. I'm hoping there's a whole lot of people that feel the same way as I do, and obviously you do. And it just, do you know, you don't know where it's going to end, Bruce. I mean, well, this, mate, isn't like, the end. I mean, you can see what they're aiming at here. I mean, I think I can anyway. And going. I just think, you know, it's the end of an industry virtually as far as they're concerned. All the fishers will be gone. All the fishermen will be gone.
It is the end of an era, and you know, I've watched it, John. I've watched the, you know, like, we were handed quota. We were taken out of areas in the Great Barrier Reef rezoning. We were taken out of areas in the no net zones. Now we've got this. You know, they gave us all quota, and then they devalued the quota to such an extent that it's not viable to even go to work. You know, I woke up 4 weeks ago. If I had 10 ton of mackerel quota, which would get me through the year, you know, 10 ton, it's a living. It's only just a living. You go to bed 4 weeks ago on the Wednesday night and you had 2.8 ton. That's all you could catch unless now, because the situation with quota, people are asking for $4.50 a kilo. That equates to, the cost of a block of fish now will cost the fisherman $70 worth of quota to go and catch.
Mm.
It's just not viable. It's just not viable.
It's heartbreaking, Bruce. Absolutely bloody heartbreaking. And once again, it's this pandering to this body called UNESCO. When you look at the people, the countries that make up UNESCO, these decision makers and the representatives on these boards, and look at the background of some of these countries and some of these politicians, and you think, are you for real? Are we pandering to them? Are we trying to virtue signal to some of these very, very shady countries represented on UNESCO by their representatives, and we don't know anything really about their backgrounds? And here we are. They're deciding fishing policy in a country on the other side of the world that they couldn't really give a stuff about. It's all about political correctness.
Yeah, it's about not listing the Great Barrier Reef as something that nobody wants to see. There's nothing wrong with that Great Barrier Reef. It's just politics, John. And like I say, this treaty was signed in June 2020 last year, that they would take all the nets out of the Great Barrier Reef. not telling anybody, not corresponding with the fishery. Just, you know, 12 months later, you get a media release. Okay, fellas, it's all over. Like I say, all we do at the end of the day, John, is feed people.
Yeah,
that's all we do. We feed people.
I remember the term un-Australian used to mean something, you know. I just wish we had people that still would see the injustice here and how un-Australian this whole business is. Bruce, I really appreciate your contribution. I'm hoping many, many listeners will take on board exactly what you've said today, and it could be the beginning, hopefully, of a fight back. Thank you, Bruce. Bruce Batch, the N4 commercial fisherman on the line there.